Welcome to Spotlight on the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce. My name is Ward Todd. We thank you for joining us on the radio today. It's just a beautiful weekend here in the Hudson Valley. If you're still shoveling out, you may well be. I know our area ski centers, however, just love all this new snow they got. We had a phenomenal last few days up at Bel Air and Hunter and Wyndham, just a wonderful boost to our local skiing economy. And you've heard us talk about this on the Chamber of Commerce in the past. All of those businesses around the ski centers really benefit when folks come up from the metropolitan area and spend their money up here. So get out there and check out our ski slopes. It's a wonderful time of the year. We have some great chamber events coming up. I want to mention just before we get to our guests today, including our next mixer on February 22nd from 5 to 7 o'clock. If you've never been to one, it's a great chance to network with other local business leaders and pass around your business cards. Help our local economy grow. It's going to be at All American Ford on Route 28, right by the Kingston Thruway Traffic Circle. All American Ford is our host and sponsor this month. Got some great food, a chance to see some really cool cars, and have a good time with your friends. Complimentary food, refreshments for all of our members. If you're a prospective member, call the Chamber office at 338-5100. We'd love to welcome you as well. The next morning, our monthly breakfast meeting features Ulster County Executive Michael Hine, his State of the County address. Again, that's February 23rd, 7:30 to 9 at the Best Western Plus, sponsored by our friends at Gateway Industries. So, should be very interesting breakfast as well. Lots going on in February and throughout the next few months. All events on the Chamber calendar already, which can be found at ulsterchamber.org. Nicole Martin and Kelly Warringer are with us today from Family of Woodstock. Hi there.
Hello.
Welcome. Both of you are in the adult services portion of family?
Adolescent services.
Tell us, so are you right here in Kingston? Where do you guys work, actually?
We actually just moved offices. Family has outgrown our main office, which has historically been at 39 John Street. And we, just a couple of weeks ago, moved over right around the corner to 166 Albany Ave. So that's where our adolescent services is now, along with our administration.
And you both have been with family for a few years, Kelly?
Yes, about 10 years.
And Nicole already, it's
9 years this year. Yeah.
Fantastic. Wonderful local organization. In a nutshell, for folks who don't know what Family of Woodstock is, Kelly, what is Family of Woodstock? What do you guys do?
Well, our motto is everything under the sun. So basically, we'll do anything. So we have plenty of services out there. We have we provide all the shelters here in Ulster County. We have Darmstadt Shelter, which is for singles. We have Family Inn, which is for families that may be experiencing homelessness. We have a domestic violence shelter. We also have a runaway and homeless youth shelter called Family House, which is out in Rosendale, which is another one of the programs that I supervise. We also have transitional living shelters, transitional living programs. They're not shelters, and those are for youth ages 16 to 21 that need some help with life skills and end up staying with us for up to 18 months, and we give them life skills, and hopefully they can go off on their own. And we also have hotlines. We have walk-in centers. We have I think we have the longest running hotline in the United States right now. So that's where we started from, was the hotline. And then various problems came up in Ulster County, and we decided to step up and try to fix them. So, and we have adult case management services that help with various things. And when we say case management, we mean like we're basically meeting the needs for people that may be experiencing homelessness or food insecurity or mental health issues or, substance abuse issues. But anything, any type of help that anybody wants, they can contact us, and we try to help them to the best of our ability.
Going to talk about a great event coming up that family is sponsoring in just a little bit, but just talking about some of these things, I'm sure some people are going, oh gosh, it's so sad to hear there are issues that require assistance, even here in Ulster County. Mm-hmm. And in terms of today's adolescents, got to be tough.
Yes.
I've said many times, I'm glad I'm not bringing up a teenager today in this environment. It's a little scary, right?
Yeah.
I would say, and you know, we're deemed adolescent services, but in recent years, our ages have actually dropped. So now we have programs that run anywhere from birth ages to birth to 24 years old. So that term adolescent has really kind of grown, both ways in the scale, and the issues are tremendous out there.
you know, social media is a lot, you know, it's great, but it also has its burdens, and the kids that, you know, we work with, we find that they don't have much time to decompress from the day at school because everything's always on, it's always everywhere, and it's just a lot of the problems that maybe we faced as adolescents are kind of magnified now for them, so it's pretty overwhelming, some of the issues that are coming in that we're seeing with the youth in this county.
And even the media, I see so often stuff that I say, gosh, I'm got to be tough for a family to sit around the TV anymore and watch television and see what young folks are exposed to these days.
Yeah.
Yes.
So just one more example. All right. I want to talk about this fun event. Tell us all about it. It's taking place at one of the most beautiful places in New York State, Diamond Mills Hotel and Conference Center. Tell us all about it.
Yep. So on Sunday, March 19th, from noon to 3 p.m., we are once again holding our annual Chocolate Lovers Social. This is our sixth year, and Diamond Mills has graciously let us use their space once again. So this event... it funds our adolescent services programming. So the programs that Kelly had mentioned before, our family house shelter, our midway programs, and all of our non-residential programs that we have to deal with adolescent mental health issues, substance abuse, life skills, health homes. So we've delved into kind of the medical field as well. And then the past couple of years, we've picked a special issue that has come up in our communities. So this year, we are also specifically raising money towards substance use and specifically the heroin problems that we're having within our community. Unfortunately, we don't have the number of substance abuse programming that we wish we did, and this we're hoping to be able to supplement that. Michael's goal is to have Narcan available in every single one of our walk-in centers throughout the county so that somebody coming in, a family member that's afraid of their niece, their nephew, their brother, their sister overdosing, can come in, get trained, and be able to deliver it in case of true emergency. You know, I believe it's all of our police stations across Ulster County, all of our police officers are trained in it. And I know that ambulance corps members were also supposed to be trained. I don't know where that is. But the idea is also for us to be able to help deliver that service as well, because it's become a much larger issue than anyone wants it to be here in Ulster County.
An epidemic, some have called. Would you agree?
Yes.
In Ulster County?
Yes, definitely.
Yes. And for those folks who don't know about Narcan, can you explain what it does?
Sure. So Narcan inhibits the opiate effect. So when it is administered, it stops the opiate from entering the system. So it blocks it, essentially. So when the way that I was trained was it was administered up the nose, and I believe that's still the way it is. But that's supposed to block it and stop the overdose, and it wakes them up. Pretty quick. It wakes them up immediately after it's administered, so then they can get to some type of medical service, and which is very important that something happens after they have it administered. But this is to get them out of it so that they don't essentially overdose, so their systems don't shut down.
And is there training required for folks to administer the Narcan?
Yes, but it's really easy. It's so easy. And it's to think, like, if you just had this kit on you. I mean, I carry my kit with me everywhere. Mm-hmm. It's tiny. Keep it, you know, with you. And it's amazing. Some of the stories that have come out with people that have been saved just because somebody knew how to do it. And... you know, it's unfortunate we have to be there. We have to be in this place where we have to be thinking about stuff like this. But I think it's important to take care of our neighbors. And if we can, you know, it's not a difficult training. And it makes you feel good to know that at least you're not as powerless as you may feel when you're dealing with somebody that has a substance abuse issue.
So again, Nicole, the object of the fundraiser is to raise funds so that you can do what with them?
Twofold. So there's going to be the special fund specifically to try and address the substance abuse issue and the heroin epidemic in Ulster County. And then the other money that we raise goes to our gaps in our adolescent services programming. So, you know, gaps in funding that, you know, that we don't, that we're trying to fill from year to year. And at the event, it's in the past, it has been called the Chocolate Lovers Brunch, but this year we decided to change it a little bit. So rather than a formal sit-down brunch, we are having kind of a global food experience with food stations. It's going to be a lot more mingling with others. So we have that. And then in addition, we also have a silent auction with many items donated from generous businesses, many of which are members of the chamber. They donate them to us. We auction them off and we raise money. So for example, what we have currently in hand, we have a overnight stay, two-day, one-night overnight stay from Pine Grove Ranch out in Kerhonkson. They've generously donated that to us. The Armadillo here in Kingston always donates quite a bit to us. Merle is very generous. We also have Emerson Resort and Spa up in Mount Tremper have donated a package, spa package to us. That's just kind of a sampling of what we have right now. We will have a lot more in the next month.
Nice. March the 19th, the date, right?
Correct.
Starting when?
Starting at noon until 3 p.m. Tickets are $55 a person, or if you buy 10, it's $500.
Awesome. And again, what are they going to be featuring? Other than just chocolate, how's it going to be served, this wonderful chocolate and other tidbits?
So we are actually, this year, we're going to have a chocolate fountain. So we're going to have a wonderful display of different things that you can dip into the chocolate fountain. That will be the whole entire, the full 3 hours that will be there. And that is actually sponsored by Prestige right here in Kingston. We will also have chocolate martinis is kind of our signature drink this year. And then, like I said, we're going to have the global food experience as well.
Wonderful. So mark the date in your calendar. It's Sunday, March 19th. It's at Diamond Mills. What a great place that is. It's from 12 to 3. How can folks get tickets?
They can get tickets through our website, which is www.familyofwoodstockinc.org. It will link you to where you can purchase tickets, or you can call myself or Kelly at the main office, 845-331-7080.
And the website for family, if folks want to find out more information also in general?
Yep, it's www.familyofwoodstockinc.org.
familyofwoodstockinc.org.
Correct.
Find out more, because there's a lot on the website besides the Chocolate Lovers Social that's going on, right? All kinds of information about folks. I'm not sure everybody knows what a major impact you guys play on our local region. How many employees roughly now? I know it's a lot.
About 160 or so, and then we have about the same in volunteers. So we're a big employer.
What a great core that is, huh? Yes, your volunteers.
Yes.
So do you have the need to hire more people now? Are you looking for folks?
We always are. We are always looking for people. Specifically, a lot of our shelters, we usually need some type of fill-in staff. Especially during this time of year, we need some extra staff around too. They're 24 hours, these programs. So to have somebody, we always have to have somebody available, somebody there within our shelters to help the people that are there, the residents that are there. So we're always looking to hire. You can go on our website. You can always look on online. We'll post jobs. We have lots of job postings. And those are more like residential counselor positions. Those are positions where, you know, I know Family House, we're always hiring. We're always looking for somebody that has some experience working with youth that could come in, and we can, you know, we train, of course, but it's definitely a lot of people you'll find that go into human services have started at places like Family House or Midway or somewhere where they kind of get their feet wet and they understand, like, this is the work that you do, and they get some training, and then sometimes they stay and sometimes they go on and do something else. But it's definitely, we're always looking for people.
Kelly Warringer and Nicole Martin are our guests on the radio from the Adolescent Services Division of Family of Woodstock. Great chamber member for a long time, and I think it's appropriate to talk as much as we can about all the issues that are facing us locally. We'd love to talk about what a great place it is to live and work. We also want to pull the scab back, I guess, and find out all those things that need to be worked on and fixed. And you guys are doing a tremendous job of addressing so many needs in our local area. I know you've got a program coming up for teens about anger management. And when I saw that, I said, what a wonderful, wonderful idea. Talk about that.
So on February 22nd, on 39 John Street, we are going to have our five-session anger management program start. One of my staff, Jonas, runs this program, and he's fantastic at it. And basically what we do is we work with youth that either have been mandated to anger management or it has been suggested by the school or by another health professional saying, you know what, maybe you need to get some more skills. And they come in and they see us for 5 weeks. It runs from 4 to 5 p.m. And what they do is they learn some skills around their anger management to maybe to gain more anger management skills. Excuse me, I'm speaking in a circle. So that they can maybe understand a little bit more why they're doing what they're doing and maybe learn to cope. And it's also a good place for them just to talk and be heard, which is usually the feedback that the kids like the most, is that they had a chance to be heard and they weren't spoken down. It's a more level playing field. It doesn't feel too, preachy. So we work really hard to make sure that they feel safe. And then based on that, if they need further services, we'll connect them to other services within the agency. But that's something that we run based on need, the anger management group. So if we start to find that a lot of people are saying, if the courts are referring or there's people calling in, then we'll say, okay, we'll run a group then. So it just kind of depends. And so that's the next one. So that will start the 22nd. And if anybody wants to come, they can come. It's ages 13 to 18. And it's, again, it starts at 4. It's on 39 John Street, and it's in the first floor conference room.
And it's free.
Yes.
Yeah. How great is that?
Everything's free.
How great is that? So it's Wednesdays, February 22nd through March 22nd. Only about an hour each time.
Yep.
And you mentioned a key word there before, I think, Kelly, in communication, that maybe even in this age of social media and people are talking with their thumbs between themselves, even when they're sitting next to each other, that the actual verbal part is somehow missing, right?
They're not being heard. There's a thing. I think a lot of us spend a lot of, I know I'm guilty of it. You spend a lot of time going on and, rambling off a bunch of things about something. And then the response is, a thought out response, but it's not a connection as much as, when you're making eye contact with somebody and listening and actually hearing them and feeling, empathy for them. And that's really important for us. I mean, that's something that we carry on not only in anger management, but in all of our adolescent services and adult case management and all of our programs, is empathy, respect, not being non-judgmental is really important. So we're not going to, if somebody comes in with an issue, sometimes they're ready for us to, jump back and call them, think poorly of them. And we don't do that. We listen to them and we try to help them and we help them where they're at. We're not going to force them to do something they don't want to do. And I think you'll find that a lot as a frustration with the substance use is, some people aren't ready. So then a lot of that is helping them to at least educate them so that they understand the consequences and be ready for them when they're ready. And that's the thing. That's the response that you need to jump on and help them to access the help that they need. And that's, we're always ready,
So we're talking about anger management for teens, a specific program. Do we involve the parents in this somehow also so that they understand? You mentioned another key word that I like, which is non-judgmental.
Mm-hmm. I would say, unfortunately, we don't have that capability in this particular group. But for further case management, if it was deemed that they needed something further, we always involve the families in that, especially, the group is for 13 to 18. Anytime we work with a minor, we're always involving the family. It's very family focused.
Fantastic. And today's family unit's not yesterday's family unit also, right?
Correct.
Single parents.
A lot of grandparents, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of relatives raising kids. So whatever is deemed to be their family is who we work with.
Great. We are just delighted, again, at all the great work that family is doing. And I want to mention in the remaining few minutes we have that you are doing a wonderful fundraiser, which is open to anybody. You may not even be familiar with Family of Woodstock. But if you love chocolate, which is pretty common anymore,
Who doesn't? Yeah.
If you love chocolate, mark down this date. And who wants to give us more information about that again for folks who may just have tuned in?
Yep. So Sunday, March 19th from noon to 3 p.m. at Diamond Mills and Saugerties. It's our 6th annual Chocolate Lovers Social. So it's a fun, food-filled, chocolate martini-filled event with a silent auction, all to benefit Family of Woodstock. And I do also just have to mention all of our sponsors because we do have some other generous sponsors. sponsors from within the community. So I already mentioned Prestige is our chocolate fountain sponsor. We also have HealthQuest, which has sponsored us. And then we also have Roundout Savings Bank, Central Hudson, Ryan and Ryan Insurance, the Law Office of David Clegg, and Daniel Gagnon, CPA, based here in Kingston. So they have all generously sponsored our event. Sunday, March 19th from noon to 3. Any questions, you can reach out to our main office, 331-7080, or you can check out our website, www.familyofwoodstockinc.org.
And that's right after St. Patrick's Day, which is kind of like the beginning of spring, so we're all hoping for better weather,
yes,
right?
Yes, exactly. When you're tired of being stuck in the house, come out to this event.
Cabin fever, if you hear it, March 19th is the date. And what a great view from the beautiful conference room at Diamond Mills.
Yes.
Of the waterfalls, and you kind of feel like it's going to be spring soon then, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, how can you not with that wonderful view?
Absolutely. So mark down the date again. It's March 19th. Now, is this the event you go online for the silent auction prizes, or you just got to be there in person?
There are actually some silent auction prizes, items that we put up beforehand. It's you can link to it through our website, or if you go to myminiauction.com/familyofwoodstock. I do put items up pretty regularly, almost daily at this point, but it's just a sampling. So, you know, it kind of gives you an idea, but there will be a lot more the day of the event.
Right. And that kind of just whets people's appetite, I think. You've had some great vacations, like over at the Cape,
yes,
and things like that you'll put up from some of your generous sponsors and friends you work with, right?
Yes. Yeah, we have Cape Cod House. We have had Broadway tickets in the past, which we are hoping for again this year. We don't have it quite confirmed. But anybody that cannot unfortunately make it to the event, if you put your highest bid onto something you do like on the website the night before the event, and it is still the highest bid that day, we will contact you. So just don't think that maybe you already have something going on. Maybe you should cancel that and come to ours instead. But if not, you know, and you like something that's there, you can always put your highest bid.
Are you still accepting donations if somebody wanted to give you something?
Yes. We accept donations of any kind. A lot of local restaurants give us gift certificates every year. Wine, chocolate, of course.
Lots of art.
Yes.
Lots of artists, local artists are so generous and they're always willing to give, I find. And we got some really great art pieces,
yes,
which is really cool. It's always cool to see that.
Elliot Landy has always generously donated some items to us, and I believe we have two prints of his again this year. So very
originals.
Famous. Originals, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
That alone is worth the price of admission. How
yes.
great. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah.
So again, it's March 19th. More information on the Family of Woodstock website. It sounds like a lot of fun. The 6th Annual Chocolate Lovers Social. Mark it on your calendar. Nicole and Kelly, thanks for coming in, talking about it, and all the other great work Family of Woodstock is doing for us.
Yes, and thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us.
It's a pleasure. Again, you can go to the Family website for more information. There's also a direct link from the Chamber website, ulsterchamber.org. A great partnership with Family we've had for a number of years. I want to remind our members and our prospective members about some events coming up very soon in the month of February. We're doing a great mixer at the site of All-American Ford on Route 28, right by the Kingston Thruway Traffic Circle, 5 to 7 p.m. February 22nd. Complimentary food and drink for all Chamber members and prospective members. Check that out. The next morning, Ulster County Executive Mike Hine will be our guest at our monthly breakfast meeting at the Best Western Plus, sponsored by Gateway Industries, celebrating their 60th anniversary. February 23rd, 7:30 to 9 p.m. Should be a lot of fun. And we are already taking reservations, and will be another sellout, I'm sure, for our St. Patrick's breakfast. Takes place on Friday, March the 17th, again at the Best Western Plus. Find out who the honorary Irish person of the year will be this year. Our sponsor for, I think, like maybe 30 years now is the Reese Group here in Kingston. So check that out. Should be a lot of fun. I also want to mention that we're doing another of our great travel trips through the Chamber. We're doing a trip called the Treasures of Sicily. It will take place this coming fall, but we're doing reservations right now. And we are partnering with the Ulster County Italian American Foundation on that. So find out more information on our Chamber website if you'd like to see Sicily this year. It may be on your bucket list. And that's our program for today. We thank you for joining us on the radio. Be with us again next week at the same time for another edition of Spotlight on the Ulster County Regional Chamber of Commerce.